This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Much of the East Coast is braced for the arrival of Hurricane Irene this weekend. Forecasters say Irene could bring destructive winds, heavy flooding, and a storm surge with coastal flooding. Irene has weakened from a Category 2 to a Category 1 hurricane, but its path is wide. Irene is described as being larger than Hurricane Katrina, with hurricane warnings in effect from much of the Atlantic coast, from North Carolina to Massachusetts. Hundreds of thousands of airline passengers are grounded this morning, and evacuations have been ordered in North Carolina's Outer Banks, in Ocean City, Maryland, and in New York City. Coming up, we'll hear more about the evacuations and preparations in New York and New Jersey. But as Irene makes landfall this morning on the North Carolina coast, we're going to begin with NPR's Greg Allen, who's in Manteo, North Carolina. We spoke with him just a short while ago. Greg, thanks for being with us, and what's it like?
Well, Scott, it's a lot of rain, as you might expect. We've been having a lot of rain since yesterday because this storm is so big, pushing these huge bands of rain and wind in front of it, that it's still hours away from hitting this area, but we've been feeling the effects for some time. We're getting a fair amount of wind, it's probably about sustained around 30 miles per hour, but we get these gusts like this one now, which come up to over 50. So, you're starting to see this storm come this way. But as I say, it's still down, just hitting the tip of North Carolina now, and it'll be a couple hours till it gets here.
And have most people evacuated?
When I drove down yesterday through the Outer Banks, I didn't see hardly a soul, Scott. Every house seemed to have storm shutters. I didn't see very few cars around. It seemed to me that everybody had left. I've seen other reports saying as many as a third of the people in Nag's Head have stayed behind. I saw no sign of that yesterday, but clearly there are people who have decided to stay here. I know that most of the visitors seem to leave. I saw all the rental houses seem to be boarded up. So I would think that the people who've stayed are people who think they have some reason to be here, maybe protect their property, or maybe even go surfing. There's that kind of thing going on, too.
And what's the effect of Irene being downgraded from category 1? People seeing that as good news, maybe a reason to stay?
Oh, I think so. I think there's no way that you have to see it as good news. The problem is you can't think it's better news than it really is. Irene is such a large storm. It's pushing tropical storm force winds 260 miles from the center. If you look at it on the satellite photos, it reminds you of something like Katrina. It's just that wide. I mean, it's lost some of its organization now, so it doesn't have quite the power, but it's still pushing a lot of wind and pushing a lot of water in front of it. So we're likely to get a significant storm surge all up the coast here, all the way up from here through New England.
And Greg, help us understand how people rank their concerns right now as the storm moves in.
Well, all along this area, the biggest concern is the threat of storm surge and the possibility that we could be seeing some flooding here. They're talking about a storm surge larger than we've seen in recent hurricanes, maybe 6 to 11 feet in this area along the coast of North Carolina, slightly less as it moves up the coast, but still that's a lot of water coming in. Here we've got so many low-lying areas right next to the sound and the beaches. Some of the areas here are just a foot or two above sea level, and those are likely to be inundated. So that's the first concern. The next thing, of course, is the wind. And that's the main issue there is the trees. Since it's fall and all the trees are in leaf, that resistance is going to lead the wind to push some of these trees down, and that could take out a lot of power lines. I've got a lot of power crews staying at this hotel where I'm at. They're ready to go out, but millions of people could be losing power along the East Coast here. And then finally, it's the third thing is the rainfall. We're talking about 8 to 11 inches of rain, and if that comes down and on top of the storm surge, it could create some flash flooding conditions. So those are some of the things people are watching for here.
NPR's Greg Allen in Manteo, North Carolina. Take care. Thanks, Greg.
My pleasure, Scott.